Welcome to today's Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. I'm Schaefer Landit, and I am here with Norwalk Boys Bowling Coach Russ Greenwood. And Coach, you just finished up conference yesterday at the time of recording this. Fourth place finish. We'll start off the interview with just how you thought Tuesday went and how your boys bowled and how you kind of ended up there in fourth and if you're happy with where you guys are standing right now.
Well, thanks for having me, Schaefer. I do appreciate it and all you do for high school sports in the Des Moines area. As far as our finish and fourth place finish, we defeated the teams I expected to defeat. A lot of great competition throughout the central Iowa region. Oskaloosa's got a great team. Sigourney, Keota's got a great team. There's just a lot of great competition, a lot of great bowlers. I'm very pleased with how they bowled. They didn't give up. We had several games over 200, which is kind of that ballpark, that location or that score I want to get. Want to see us be more north of that, I suppose. We had a couple games where we tapered off. We fell off with maybe some splits that hampered our score a little bit. But aside from that, no, I was pleased with how we performed.
And aside from conference, again, that fourth place finish, before that, you know, we haven't talked to you since right around after New Year's, I believe. How do you feel like leading up to that point, your January had gone, kind of that back half of your season and your thoughts as the coach there?
Yeah, well, we had a lot of games. We had five meets in 10 days, which was a gauntlet of a stretch of matches. Again, the competition was fierce, and I don't quite think we've peaked yet. We've shown what we're capable of. We've had some good scores, some good, decent scores above 260 as a team, and I don't think we've quite achieved that consistently enough yet, but we're on our way. The boys aren't giving up, and they're always willing to learn and try to pick up more spares, and the strikes will come.
Individually, Tanner Housley, who we'll be talking to later, he got second overall individually in the tournament or the meet, and I believe he was an honorable mention for all conference. Can you kind of speak to his growth, especially this season and his performance, and just kind of what you've seen from him leading up to that pretty decent performance to end the conference season there?
Yeah, absolutely. Tanner is a senior this year. He's a captain on our team, and he's behaved admirably all season. Definitely worthy of the captain status that was bestowed upon him earlier in the season. It's really tough. Anybody that bowls knows it's tough to bowl consistently for three consecutive games, and he is the epitome of bowling consistently. Throughout the whole season, he has bowled consistently, and he showed it this last Tuesday as well. Bowling the 641 series, every game was above 200. He had a lot of nine spares. He's almost my nine spare king. I don't think anybody else on the team comes close to him. He leaves a lot of one counts, but he also picks them up, which is what we need to do more of.
Some more individual performances. Jude Soper, ninth in individual play. I saw Blake Halstead was second team all conference. A couple of other good performances aside from Tanner. How have those guys been doing? And I mean, this is a pretty stacked team. It's not just one guy making the success. So talk about some of those other guys as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. It's not just a one person, one team performance or one person performance. We are a team. Brighton Bassman also got honorable mention all conference, and he's capable of bowling in the high 200s. Jude Soper, you mentioned, did finish ninth. He bowled extremely well for two games. Fell off a little bit his last game, but he had some unfortunate pinfall with that last game. And Blake Halstead, he's been my anchor all season, primarily the whole season, and he came on strong in the last game. He had a poor first game, but again, sometimes that's the way the pin falls. It doesn't quite knock them down the way we want it to, but it's a team performance.
Again, you're hearing from Norwalk Boys bowling coach Russ Greenwood on today's Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. A couple more here for you, Coach. Qualifying in a couple weeks with that staggered postseason, practice leading up to that. Tell me a little bit about what that looks like. I know you guys are having a little bit of an interesting practice today, and leading up to that, what you kind of expect heading into qualifying here shortly.
Yeah, well, first of all, we actually have a couple practices here. where we haven't had a lot of practices all season. So I'm going to focus more on spare counting. You mentioned we're doing something unique at today's practice. We're doing a best score and then an alternating shot. I paired the boys up, the varsity team up, so they have a partner, and they're learning how to keep score. A lot of them don't know how to keep score. Not something that's necessarily taught. And I think it's a very important skill to have. So I'm making them write their scores down for the best score, not relying on the monitors that are above the bowling alleys. And then in the alternating shot, they're also gonna have to keep score. And whoever has the highest score at the end of the four-game competition, it's gonna pick from some little trinkets that I've acquired that are bowling related, whether they be little bowling pin keychains or little luggage tags that you might have on luggage.
For sure. And finally, Coach, again, leading up to qualifying, the season's getting towards the end of things here. You've got a couple of seniors on your team that have really done some good things the last few years and really put up some good numbers and given a lot to the program. Not ready to say goodbye to them yet, but nearing the end of this season, can you just kind of speak to those seniors, those upperclassmen who are kind of on their way out and have really given a lot to this program?
Yeah, two of those seniors we'd already talked about a little bit, Jude Soper and Tanner Housley. Going to very, very much miss their leadership and what they bring to the team. The other guys look up to them, and not just because they're upperclassmen, but because they're knowledgeable on the sport. And they know how to pick up spares, they know how to get strikes, they know when they're needed, and how best they can help the team.
Absolutely. Well, that's Coach Greenwood of the Norwalk Boys Bowling Team on today's Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you at qualifying.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.